Okay, I've written some of the who knows the circuit better than I do, but anyway, it's my job, so I'm the one standing up here. If anyone else wants to say a chabur, they're also welcome. Fine. So, well, I gather that Doug wanted some clarkai here, so I hope I'll try to help a little bit. I think we really Doug's heard already most of what I'm going to say, but it's okay, we'll say it anyway, and I hope it'll make things clear. Okay, the starters is there's a, you say there's the gemachlekes here between the, let's call it the Rosh and the Rajbo. What stage of processing the food needs to be to consider chatichu release kabel? Everyone knows the Rosh basically says, doesn't make a difference, let's go that way. The Rajbo says that it has to be, the chatichu release kabel, it has to be the size you would be mechabed in, the more or less a matzav you would serve in it. Can't be too big, that you'd have to cut it down. Certainly can't be that it has the nitzis and the skin or whatever on it. For some reason, it seems to be something stood in the Rajbi, and the Rajbi Yivomus Betzin says it, but not the Tirs Abayis by us, that it has to be cooked already. But that's my Kerbish Nurs Abayis, or he's on the Bedek Abayis who says that. Yeah, Rajbi Yivomus says it's to be cooked. So it is true that the Rajbi says it.
Mishmar
says it. Mishmar says it. He says it doesn't have to be cooked.
It's clear, from the Rashba there.
I didn't show up inside, I saw it brought down.
And Yehovah says it has to be cooked.
Yeah, that's what they said, I saw it brought down.
Well, but then, for the test was big,
yeah, that's it cooked.
The test was cooked, it's even when it's raw.
Right.
Even when it's raw, it isn't.
It's just dealer,
it's not. It isn't.
Where, what's the
matter? The Shmer Zabais is Mufurish. The Shmer Zabais, the Bedek Abayis says it has to be cooked. The Ra'az, the one who Mufurish does say it has to be cooked. And the Shmuel Abayis argues on that.
Also the smack.
Okay.
Where is it? Where is the Rashi Ben Yevamos? Because it has to be looked up. It's just brought for shame, you know.
I still brought it with these two different smack.
But it also brings down the Rashi saying, yeah, but it
doesn't say. No, the Rashi brings it from the Rashi, and he says Rashi talks about it. So it's
who says? It's not necessarily it, though.
Say it's Rashi talks about it.
I may have it in my notes, but I can't find it quickly. If you will come to me afterwards, I'll say exactly words. I'm going to say, Whitner and Kopf got to out, but I'm not sure. I don't see what happened. I wrote some on this page. Okay. So there is a Rajbo in Yevamos that says that it does need to be cooked, but the Rajbo, Lamansa is the Rajbo bringing our sugi's Rajbo in Teres Abayis, Chmeres Abayis. And then Teres Abayis doesn't say anything about it, and then the Shmeres Abayis and Mavur says it doesn't have to be cooked. But Eichshiyah, but the Rabbah seems to be saying that it has to be more or less, at least, in the matzah where you would serve it to the guests. And that's a chatichu release kabel. The Rosh, on the other hand, says the Rosh says that it doesn't make a difference how you serve it. You wouldn't serve it big, small, processed, not processed. The Rosh says it's just a size. That's all it is a size. That's Pashas what the Rosh is saying.
He says it needs a certain size?
He says that it has to be big enough. He says that when we say Chatibu is Kabbat is going on the summits.
Only the minimum size. Minimum size, not the maximum.
Not the maximum, right. It has to be bigger than a certain size. That's what Chatibu is Kabbat means. If a steak, well, just for argument's sake, let's say a 1 pound steak is what you'd serve a guest. So any meat that's 1 pound and bigger, that's chatichu release kabel.
You could turn it into something.
So that's all. So
you could turn it into it.
I don't know. So that I saw as the high stick basically. Machlekes. What? Rosh is two things. He says that because you could cut it up. It's not a problem that it's big because you could make it into. And he also says that it's a size. It doesn't make a difference to conditions.
It's not that, in fact, you need to cut it.
Right.
Because it's bigger.
So I saw two different avonis in the Machlaikis. And I'll tell you which one I think is more mathematical. So the Nesiv Chaim, who was Nifter a couple years ago, young, I can't say more, he wanted the Taina. He Taina is the Machlaikis, the Rosh and the Rajbo, is basically Machlaikis Gavron Chaz. In other words, what is chatichu is kabed? What is almost all of the dvarim she'inim b'teilim? It's a chashivus. Something that's choshuv is not bottle. What does bittul mean? Bittul means you've got 100 pieces here, and one of them is iser, so we don't look at each individual separately. We look at the tarus, a lot of pieces, And the thing is, we say we go bosser roif. But if something's kosher, it stands out. So then it's not bottle. It has its egen hachashiva. So we see it as a separate piece. So normally it's not bottle. That's what dvarim chashuvim are. So, for example, is we'll get to not too long, another week or two. One of the dvarim chashuvim shayde b'teilim is dovah shabimim. Tais is batzim v'lo yechatichu is kabit from dovah shabimim. Dovah shabimim is klar that the chashivus is in the chafta. This chafta is a chafta that's counted. So it's not bottle. It's because it's chashuv is an individual. We count. We buy individual pieces. You don't go to the store and buy 100 pounds of microwave ovens. You buy one microwave oven. Just arguments there. I'm avoiding taking anything more practical because we'll wait and we'll see that it's very complicated. This man is that having magdish dabash of a minion or not. But let's leave that for kufiyot. That's the chashivus. So the Rosh seems to be learning, like places. The chatichul is kabbat is the same thing. It's the thing is the cheft is a chashivus because it's very big.
It has to be an acting, otherwise you wouldn't be
going to
have
chatichul is
kabbat. Everything is kabbat,
that's
the
Shemir. Even though you wouldn't necessarily count it, though.
What?
Because you wouldn't necessarily count it. But he learns one from the other. He's learning they have the same dinam, they have the same svar.
Is every chatichul is kabbat?
He's saying the same thing we said this morning, that person is kabbat.
You know, it's not totally in the person's feeling, it's totally it's an objective definition. It's a size. Anything bigger than 1 pound is chatichu ilus kabbat.
But it's always going to be dosh shemin also.
No, because maybe it's kabbat. You might sell by
two pieces
now.
It's luchayra klar that the Trumas Edeshan also understood such a havonah, because the Trumas Edeshan was medame dosh of a minion of Neris Hanukkah to chatichu ilus kabbat. And he's obviously learning that they're exactly the same thing. And the Rosh is going in that Mahalach. L'chayra is either Mucha that the Chassam Sofer himself understood like the Rosh, the Dovah Shemini Chativu is Kabbat are the same. Just that he himself doesn't seem to be knighted that way. Masha'engi, that's the way that the Sifchaim understands the Rosh. Whereas he understands the Rajbi, he calls it a Din and the Gavra. Shat the Rajbi is, it's telling you, how does the person look at it? In order to be chatichu ilus kabbat, the person has to look at it as this is something I'm going to get chashivus from. It's totally in his status on the dog. It's not totally in the size be'etzim. It's totally in the way people look at it. Now, it's not going to be totally in each yachid kefishu, because as we're going to say, we find many times in Allah, especially we'll find someday when we get around to the brachas. With these things that are totally in status, we usually go by that rave bnei adam. We say that the yachid is batel daitan. So we're going to go by how rave bnei adam look at. So according to the Rajba holds that something that's still in the night size or something that's too big, you don't look at that as chashuv because you take half a cow. I don't look at that as something I'm going to serve to the archon. It still needs a lot of work done to it before I can give it to the archon. The Bedek Abayis takes it even a step further and says, well, if it's raw, I don't look at it as something I can give the Archon, because I can't give it to the Archon like this. So I don't see the Chashivos. So if I don't see that you like the Etzim, it's very valuable, it's very big, but it's something that you could make out of it a Dovah Roy was Kabbat, but right now I can't serve it to the Archon. So the Rajba says that doesn't have the Chashivos, that's not wrong. Because I look at it now as just a slab of meat. I look at it as half a cow. I don't look at it as something that's chashuv bifnei atzma. So the Rajba is learning, it's telling the hestaklus, and the Rosh is saying it's telling something objective, and how much it's worth, how big it is. That's how the Nesiv Chaim says is mechalaket l'chayro. It's mashmazay from the Trumas Hadeshim, and some say that they also understood that way. Yivakish Torah. My former Rosh Kail, he wanted to learn it a little differently. He was Madai, as you point out, the other half of the Lashon of the Rosh. Because he wanted the time that even the Rosh really holds his time to his stakus. And the question is, when people look at it, do they look at what's right now, or what's going to be after? So in other words, he's saying really the Rosh also holds his time to his stakus. Just that the Rosh says that when I look at this cow, I see in a cow 20 steaks. It's something I could come up and make 20 steaks out of. So I see within the count 20 modus to be machaber the organ. So that's not felt. So the Rosh is saying a person looks at it in the long term. He looks at it after you do all the tikkunim and all the achonas, you get one or many chatiha yulis kabbats out of it. Ground up, you already ruined.
I'm making from burgers now.
I'm looking at a hamburger is a chatiha yulis kabbat.
That's right.
If the hamburger would be a chatichu yulis kabbat, could be ground meat, would also be. I'm not convinced that a hamburger is a chatichu yulis kabbat.
Israel.
What?
Israel is.
Okay. So in the Rashba that is taking a bit. So in other words, according to the way the Rebbekish Torah is learning, there is no radical difference between the Rosh, the Rashba, the Bedek Abayis. It's just a question of how far in the future do people look. According to the Bedek Abayis, you not just only look at what's in front of you right now, Basher Husham. It has to be that I can put it on the plate right now and put it in front of the guest. It has to be cooked and everything, cut and cooked. The Bedek, the Rabbi says, no. It doesn't have to be cooked, but it has to be the size. It has to be the right size, the right shape, that you did melicha.
Why not cooked?
That's it, because now I see a thing. When I look at this, when I take a piece of meat, and it's already, it had melicha, it was skinned, it was cut into the right size. I see a steak.
Isn't it telling that it needs to be something presentable?
But I see that, when I take a steak out of the freezer, when I go to the butcher's store and take a steak, what do I see? When I look at a steak, I see, this is a steak. Okay, so it still needs to be cooked and spiced.
But if it has, if it's bigger, it needs to be cut.
If you get half a cow, I don't see your steak.
Let's say it's double the size. It's too big because it's double the size. It just needs to be cut in half. It's two portions.
So the Rashba saying, I see this. The Rashba says, I see this as a slab of meat. I don't see it as a steak yet.
You see, like, until we understood those longer lines, but just that all of the processes to be like misalik, the ra, it's not a finished process until you take off the noses, you cut it into a regular piece. Chai is just something which just brings out the... It cooks it. It's just the finish off of the thing. But it's not really like... It's not part of the process of preparing a piece. The piece is prepared. Until you cut it in half, it's not a prepared piece. It's still something that...
Has to be in the Vedic advice.
The Vedic advice is more pashut. It has to be totally presentable. That's okay. Pashut, yeah. That's,
but you're saying the Vedic advice is the same one.
Yes. Smath also said, they're also on the same side as the Rashba. It's just, for some reason, Bishul is different because it's just...
Okay. But what I think, the Nafkamina between the two pshatim is not so much in the Vedic advice and the Rashba. Is I think they're both agreeing that the Vedic and the Rashba that is the difference. The question is the Rosh Biyasoide a whole different Havana or not? According to the Sefer Chaim, the Rosh is Biyasoide a different Havana. Whereas according to Lakish Teir, the Rosh is also more or less the same Havana as the Rashba. He just takes it one step. What the Rashba argues, in other words, the Vedic Abai says it has to be ready to put in front of the Rech Basher Husham. The Rashba says, doesn't have to be Mamish Basher Husham. I have to look at it and see a thing, but it doesn't have to be cooked yet. And the Rosh takes a step weiter and says, even if it's 10 steaks stuck together, I see it, that's also good enough. It's a hadraga. It's not a yisoid as big a difference, it's just a difference in hadraga. That's how Yvakish Ter understands it. Nesiv Chaim says, no, the Rosh is a totally different havana. He says, we don't care what people look at it. We are going to go by something objective, the size, the value, whatever it is, just like Dovah Shabimim.
But it's not. It's more mashmal like the Nesiv Chaim Lachor, because he's saying, is it Gara? Why should it be Gara if it's farther away? Adarabah, it is more Gara because it's more steps.
I agree with you. I think that the mashmalis is more like the Nesiv Chaim. And I'm saying, I think that the Muhab from the Chassam Sofer and from the Trumas Adashim, that they weren't like the Nesiv Chaim.
What did you see from the Chassam Sofer?
The Chassam Sofer explains, I didn't bring it up here, the Chassam Sofer says, he's really going more with Nesir Rashba, but he says that Chatihu Liskab is the etzim different than Dover Sheva Minyan, because Dover Sheva Minyan, he says a different thing. Dover Sheva Minyan, that's what he said, because he says Dover Sheva Minyan, he says the Rosh asked on the Bedek Kabayis. How can you say... The Rosh has in the Bedek Abayis. How can you say it has to be cooked on the smak or whatever it is? How can you say it has to be cooked in order to be chatichu yulis kabed? We know that one of the dvarim hachashuvim she'ena b'teilim is rimayne badam. It's one of the shisha dvarim, the dvarim that l'kulei alma is ain't a bottle because it's dvar shebeminyan. It's es shebeminyan. It's remaining bad. It's remaining bad, not cooked. So you see, there's no tnai that has to be cooked in order to be enei batal. So the Fonseca says, I don't understand. What do you mean, medam medavash of a minyan to chatichu is kabed? Chatichu is kabed. The chashivus is when you serve it. The chashivus is that I can serve it to a chosh of a guest, and he'll be wow, what a great supper. So that, in order to get that chashivus, the better gabayis holds it, the smak holds it, has to be right now cooked and ready to serve to the guest. Rimayne Bardon, the chashivus is you sell it by numbers. The chashivus is in the mechira. You don't sell it cooked. You sell it raw. It's in the mechira. So each thing, it's chashivus. The chashivus of Dovash Vamin is b'shas mechira. The chashivus of Chatichu is kabed is b'shas serving it. And so the Rosh holds the apples. You don't need mamish b'shas serving it, but you need one step before that. But he's learning that there's a paradigm shift, that there's a difference between Dovash Vamin, which is probably the b'shas mechira, which is a more be'etzen than the Chatichu is kabed, which is totally in the step b'shas ability, you're serving it.
The difference, if I have today the
bun
chicken,
okay, the last
whole chicken,
does
someone see a difference between them?
Other
Rashbans
answers that question.
Does someone see a difference between them?
I don't see
all the Makaris inside the sukkah, but I don't know if anyone disagrees with the side that's brought by Rishonim, I think, is that by Chatichu is kabed, everything goes with the Mokum Lazman. So if you're going to tell me that the Zman is that the status has changed and people look at an Uf Shalem.
So you have a Valada, it's still in the thing, it's in the freezer, in the Chutim. Would someone say that's not Chatichu is kabed?
Even the Rashba agrees that, for example, that a steak is a chatichu iskabed, right? Then you're not going to pop the whole thing in your mouth like that. You take your fork and knife and cut it to pieces before you put it in your mouth. Okay, if you cut it and then bring it out to your chosh of a guest, he's going to say, what do you think I am, 3 years old? So even the Rashba agrees that there's a certain type of cutting. It doesn't have to be matter served bite-sized pieces. So whatever we look at it as, whatever's looked at as, this is a choshuva portion. So it's only mechusar a maisakal, something that's only mechusar a maisakal, the Rashba agrees. The Bedek of Ice, I don't know. The Bedek of Ice, maybe he's going to hold it, mamas has to be the way you put it on the plate. But according to Rashba of Hapal, something that's only chosar maisakal is still looked at as chatichu was covered. So you're going to tell slicing or a lot of these tomatoes is valid in maisekau. Cutting it off mechulak, I don't know, maybe this man is also looked at the maisekau and the rabbi would be minded. But I think certainly this man is you have half a cow or whatever it is, that the rabbi is right, that half a cow most people would not look at as being a steak.
Whereas what would the rabbi say to a cooked roast that you can cut 10 steaks out of
it? You just said rolado.
Oh, no.
Well, the same thing as a roast piece.
So that wouldn't be.
So could be the Rashi would agree that that's a Maisir Kal, and that's not going to be.
But it doesn't mean that triple size.
But he means a Chatichu Gedolah that needs a certain degree. Again, because the Rashi is not saying, it has to be on the plate. Even the Bedek of Ayis doesn't say it has to be on the plate. I'm saying everyone agrees that there's some gvul of.
Okay.
So if that's something that's considered a Maisir Kal, that's considered. It could be the Rashi.
No, but it would be. It depends how you understand why cooking is different.
Yeah.
If cooking is different, it's because it's different to be a soydu from all of the shlavim before. All the shlavim before make it into a chaticha. Cooking is just expressing the rawness to the cookingness. It's not really being misalik, the notes of the skin.
I don't really know that far. If anything, I would say kinfakar. Cutting a big piece into smaller pieces is just making it a more convenient size. Taking something that's raw, it's not edible. I'm making something that's not royal achil and making it royal achil. If anything, that's a much bigger tikkun.
Fine. So what's the chalak? Why maisigal? Why is cutting it a maisigal? Cutting is not a maisigal.
Because then, so what I'm saying is, according to that one of the rabbis, when I see half a cow, I just see a dead cow. When I have a steak in front of me, I see a steak. Okay, it still needs cooking, but I see a steak. So when I look at this as a choshuva portion. This is a choshuva mana. It's a portion. It needs to be cooked still, but it's a steak. I see a steak.
But if it was double the size, it's also too big.
I see that as a half a cow.
So double, a double portion.
So it could be a double portion. Maybe the Rav would agree on. That's what I'm saying. Could be the Rav would agree on an off shalem even. This man says. But it's not. It's totally in how you look at it. Do you look at it as a portion, or do you look at it as a chicken? If you see people look at an off shalem, says, oh, here's it's kimat live chicken. So then that's not a chatif with a scabbard according to the Rav. If you look at it as this is a piece of chicken, okay, it still needs to be cooked before you can eat it. But if this is food, if you look at it as food, so then it's in the Rav holds. But you lose cup.
I don't know. You don't know how to cook raw chicken.
Now, fine. So anyway, Ba'etzim is so just saying. So according to the Lakish Torah, everyone agrees that it goes by Hestakos. According to the Sibchayim, the Rajbol goes by Hestakos. Now Ba'etzim is does anyone? So and the only one who according so the only one who holds it doesn't go by the way we look at it. Is the Rosh like the Nesiv Chaim? I'm going by. So the question is, well, Allah, I don't know if it makes enough kamina, because even according to the way the Nesiv Chaim is explaining, which I think is right, but what's the Ramah Paskin? The Ramah Paskin is like the, whatever it is, the Martin, the Smack, whatever, he goes by the Noit, the Hasaras Noitzes. Right? Hasaras Noitzes, does that stim with the Rosh, at least the way the Nesiv Chaim is understanding the Rosh? L'chayr not. So L'chayr is going to come out Hagam, the Losh of the Rav Moshe Shtekel, not Mashma that way, because where the Mechaber brought Sam like the Rashba, the Yesh Armor and basically the Rosh. The Rav Moshe said, our minute, what was the Losh? Let's see it inside again.
It said
Stam like the Ben HaKabais. What?
It said Stam like the
Ben HaKabais. Okay, Stam like the Ben HaKabais, but he claimed in the Rav, the Yesh, whatever. Stam like the Ben HaKabais. Yesh Cholkim B'chol Zeh. Who is the Yesh Cholkim B'chol Zeh? So the Bergel at least says it's Tur B'Shem Aviv HaRosh. Let's assume that's true, that the Yesh Cholkim is the Rosh. I think probably from B'Shem's Mashma that the Yesh Cholkim we would be talking about is the Rosh. And the Mamos says V'chein Noyeg. Novat Tanevel is B'Noy Tzos. So when the Mamos says V'chein Noyeg, is he coming to say the Ikr is the oneness of the Rosh? Just as the chiluk by Tanagon is B'nai Tzasa? Or is he just saying for convenience that we're machmer and everything except Tanagon is B'nai Tzasa, but not necessarily the same svar as the Rosh? I don't know if it's muhaf from his Vechei Noyagin that he's coming to tell me aloneness as much as he's coming to tell me practically speaking. I think that L'chayra, what's the Havvana of Tanagon is B'nai Tzasa? According to the Havvana of the Rashba, I think it's very easy to understand. I think that very mistaken, most people, if you see a chicken covered with feathers, when you look at it, what do you see? Do you see a dead bird, or do you see schnitzel? Do you see food, or do you see a dead bird?
Because it's Maisa Godel, no?
So what does Maisa Godel mean? Maisa Godel means, that's what I want to
I
say.
Don't see food yet.
Maisa Godel is, I don't see food yet.
They say because of tears, I
don't see food. You don't see
No.
So I think that even the Ramah, I think even according to the Sibchaim doesn't explain Shitas Ramah. Whatever, anyway, and even if he did, but I think it's possible that even according to the Sibchaim's Havon the Machlaik is the Rosh and the Rashba, but it has to be that the Ramah is passing where the Rashba's Havon. Is that it goes by the Hestakos. Do you look at it as food or do you look at it as a bird? And he's saying, when it has feathers on it, it's Mechusa Maisa Godel, which means I still look at it as a bird. I don't look at it as food.
The Gosh Ardura says about Melicha that it's a Maisa Kuli Hai. It's not a Maisa Kuli Hai. So it sounds like the opposite, where it was something.
But is Maisa Kuli Hai or it's not Maisa Kuli
Hai? He says, Melicha is not Maisa Kuli Hai.
Okay.
So the Chayra is, what does it mean, Maisa Kuli Hai?
So that's what I'm saying. Maisa Kuli Hai means that the way it is now, it doesn't look like food. It needs something to change it more like food. It needs a Maisa is going to change it from being an animal to being food.
So if it has dominant.
So it is dominant. So the Maisa, I look at it, I see a piece of chicken. When an average person would say, you see a piece of schnitzel, you see a polka, you see a steak. Oh, grab the ear, it's also to eat it, so I do believe it, to take out the down. But that's not a maisikuliai, even though it might take more time. So that's going to be the Bani Ashul. That's what I wanted to go on to. The Bani Ashulchan says that He says, "Bizman is that time ago the Neitzos is a Chatichuri was Kabbal." Why? Because a number of Acharonim say, many Acharonim say, Tanagos b'netzos is a tircha gedoil, tircha maruba. He says the bezman is there's no tircha. You stick it in the machine, and 30 seconds later, out comes a chicken with no feathers. So today there's no tircha to take the feathers off the chicken. So Bali Ashokhan says bezman is there are more with the moide. The Tanagos b'netzos is a chatikru with scab. Or whatever the Tanagos would go all the way like the Rosh bezman is there. The Tanagos b'netzos is chatikru with scab. There's no tircha. What I'm saying is, the Maisa is, it's true that many Achrayim use the Lashon of Tircha Maruva, but almost none of the Rishayim say Tircha Maruva. They all say Maisa Gobel, as you said. And I think that, the Yvakish Torah says it, and the Megillah Sefer also, I think, says it. Megillah Sefer also says it. I think it's very mistabu, but the Havana of Maisa Gobel, which stems very well with what we're saying, the longness of the Rashba, is that a Maisa Gobel is something that transports this from being an animal to being food. So what the Maisa is, even Bisman Azeh, if you'd walk into the Shlachtes and see, or don't let me, or anywhere else you'd see, it's like Kaparis, you see a chicken, see a dead chicken full of feathers and covered with feathers, you don't see that as a piece of food. I don't see that as a mana off. I see that as a chicken.
But the Bali Shulchan understand that also, he just said that, because it's so simple to turn this into food, it's a very good test food.
No, but he wouldn't
it's
say...
It's the second way it could be food.
No, he's saying because now there's no tircha. When they used to flack it by hands and it was a big tircha, so now it was mechusa maisigol, it was mechusa tircha meruba, so that the Ramah held is not a tikkun. It could be he understood the Ramah as like the Rosh.
Could be it's a very similar.
But story. I'm saying I think
it could be understood. It could be understood like the Rosh, but he's just saying since it only takes 2 minutes, I don't look at it as it's so far away.
But again, if we're talking about how people look at it, I think
people look at it as how long is it going to take me to get it?
I think it's poshut that if you go and show a dead chicken covered in feathers to 100 people and ask them, do you see here a bird or do you see food? I think 98 out of 100 would tell you they see a dead bird. They don't.
But
see
if they were living on a kibbutz where they're normally accustomed to, this is going to be ready in 5 minutes.
No,
so
but
they will see it.
Some people look at a wise behavior.
It's been much longer time.
I'll tell you two things. Number one is I don't think that's true. I think even if you go to a kibbutz and show them a dead chicken, they'd still tell you I don't see food. And number two is you want to even if you're right. The bottle died some, because 98% of the population does not live on kibbutzim. And my wife does not. If I would come home from the makola, my wife says, "Can you please go get chicken for Shabbos?" And I would come home with a dead bird. I think my wife would say, "That that's not what I mean." If she was calm and relaxed, I think she would say, "That's not what I meant." I think if she was, otherwise she might say, get this out of here. Anyway, so I think it's very established to say, not like the Badia Shulchan Svar, but the Solomon Badia Shulchan is not in trouble, and someone wants to be backward for the Badia Shulchan. Who?
If it's
Tirchon,
it's
Maisagol. Right, he comes out that it's Maisagol, not Tirchon. And though he admits that only he brings a list of Achrayim who all say Tirchon,
yeah,
he's saying Badi Shulchan, Badi Shulchan's not coming out of left field. Well, Mais says you can make a list, I don't remember the names of him, but he brings the Crazy Placey and the Marshal, and he brings a whole list of Achrayim, the Chavis, who all say the Lashon of Tirchon Merubo. But he does point out that he doesn't know where the Makar that Lashon comes from because all the Rishayim say Maisagol. And what I'm saying is, Kafida Havana we're saying, forget Vyukim and Lashayim for a minute, Kafida Havana we're saying in the Rajba, which the some sages used to say is best, is the Ikra Allah, and I'm saying that even Lucharis Muhal, the Ramah also held this general Havana of Asvara, is the Lucharis, it's much more Mestaber to say we're going to go by the Histaklus, and I think it's Poshet that by Roiv Rubei Bnei Adam, a chicken in its feathers does not look like something you give to an Areya Choshev. Even though, yes, it may only take a couple minutes to get it ready, but that's not how it's looked. Whereas an Of Mechulak, it could be as Agav Nochorai would be that even, the truth is, in a way, it's a Shtikorai maybe to the Yivakish Tei, but time wise, what takes more time? Malicha or or skinning the animal or shechting. Shechita doesn't take that much time. Take the knife and you go like that and it's dead. But everyone agrees, even the Rosh agrees, that a live animal is not a chatichu rilus kav.
Why not? You can turn it into
I could turn it in a couple minutes into
the
a day.
The Rosh doesn't agree with that?
The Rosh agrees. I'm saying even the Rosh agrees that a live animal is not a chatichu rilus kav.
Isn't the Gemara in Zvachim talking about live animals? It's talking there about Koronis, which... He wants to say, doesn't he? I mean, Tesfaz for sure says that the reason that the Gemara doesn't answer Chatichu is because we're talking about birds. The small bird is not going to grow this chabad.
It's from after it's geshot,
right?
But what
does
the Mesa mean?
It's supposed to die.
The Raya is from Balachan.
Right. The Raya is from after the Shemim. Then he's, but when it's Balachan, it's Balachan, it's only as Balachan and not as Chatichu in this chabad.
Well, why did Rosh just not have to do this habit?
So, if you learn, I'm saying according to the Bakr Shin, because even the Rosh, even according to the Rosh, but that far away, even the Rosh holds is too far away. If everything's Hadragah, so then the Rosh also is a Gvor. According to the Sin Chaim, if the Rosh is coming with a totally different Avodah, then it needs more of a Hasbara.
Well, it could be saying Bali Chaim, does it, you don't have to come out to the Rosh with this
coming. You don't need to come out to it, but okay. Is it or is it not?
Is it? The problem is, even the Rosh is mighty, it's Mukhari is not totally just in Tircha. Because the tircha to make a behema chayim to behema shchuta is less than the tircha to take off the nitzis to the skin the animal. And the Rosh holds that the shchit is ma'akev from being a chatichu l'skabed, and skinning the animal to take off the nitzis is not ma'akev. So l'chayr it's mu'ach from that the tircha is not the only factor. L'chayr it's pasha to the live animal, because we say even the Rosh would hold that there's some degree of iskakos here, which then is more like the Bakir Shter is saying, not like the Sinai. Okay, that's still a shtick of tzarech here. Oh, so then Yevak Yishter wanted to take this Havon even a step weiter, which I think there's a svar to say, although Allah so I'm not 100% convinced. But Shiloh is like this. Shiloh that Bamas Migul Sefer talks about, which is Shiloh's Motzi, is let's say you have, I mean, it depends how organized your shlach is, let's say you have a shlach place, and you have the case that Migul Sefer was talking about was you have five shaykhtim. And apparently the way it works is that the shechting chickens that are going by in a conveyor belt. And apparently there's one conveyor belt that all five shechtim are shechting on. There aren't five separate conveyor belts. And there's no marking, there's no way of knowing which shechet shechted which chicken. They're not marked in any way.
Do they all meet at the end?
They all go into the same, either they're all on the same conveyor belt, they're on the same conveyor belt, and they lab dav, you can't say the Sheikhat 1 did 1, 6, 11, 16, because, you know, sometimes he's faster or whatever, I don't know. Or because at the end, Lamaises at the end, it seems they all got mixed together. Because the Shaila he's dealing with is like this. Each Sheikhat does 150 chickens. At the end of 150 chickens, all five Sheikhat check their knives. One Sheikhat finds a pigim in his knife. All the chickens, so they were already in this area when they were in the Nitzis. But by the time they found the Pagima, they already had the Nitzis taken off. So the mice is, going like the Rosh, going like the Ramal, the mice la Wacha. So what are we going to say? L'chaira is that Meshoshin Noida Taroivis, it was already Nimr to a Nitzis. So according to the Ramal, it's going to have a Dinah Chatichu Ilus Kabit. And we should say that it's going to be awesome. We should say that it's going to have a Dinah Chatichu Ilus Kabit, and it won't be bought. Agav is nimtz pegima in the knife after the shechita is a din of sofik trek, sofik nevela, not vada nevela. So, what?
No,
it's not
going to
help him.
It's not going to help you accept. So Megill Sefer was nighty. He wanted to be meikul al tachsam soif. It's shalim and it's raw and it's hasid meruba. And it's a sophic, and it's a sophic, and it's only a sophic
nevela. It's a car of amazing, I guess
it's has a maruba,
it should check
before.
What?
Check before.
They only
check after. Nobody checks after every single check. You're not a chuyuv to check after, it's an eitz atayim, it's not a chuyuv. For kill, we have some maruba, they check after every check.
Not after everyone, but not after
everyone. How many chickens?
That's 20, okay? Not 100.
Kitzur is today, he wanted to be make up based on that. Yerakishter wanted to, so to say, but that's a very glatt hatzeluchayr. You know, simple, it's a cipher, okay, this is.
Or on the Shulchan also.
What? You got 750, right? 150 hams, that's 750 chickens, it's Asa Merubah.
Or on the Shulchan also. He says that if it's too big, you could be Mako, and he doesn't even bring in an extra suffix.
He doesn't even need the Chai, you're saying.
Chai won't hold him. If he has a Merubah or Shasa Chak, he holds it's okay if it's too big.
Too bad. I'm thinking that it's like
not
too big, it's too big without Chai.
He won't use raw. Yeah. He'll use chayel. Yeah. He'll use too big alone. If it was cooked, if that thing was cooked, he would still be mako.
Right. So I'm saying, but that so Miguel's saying it's chayel.
Maybe we're going to make up a sofek and also have some.
But that's what we have here.
It's a sofek.
So it's nothing to do with sofek. It wouldn't be a sofek.
Yeah. Why is there a sofek nevela? But because the pagima only has a din.
It could be the pagima only happened from the mafrekas of the last oif. In other words, after he shechted shtei simonim of the last oif.
And therefore the last oif is okay?
Yeah, even the last oif is okay. Because it could be, he shafted both simonim, and then when he hit the shidra, after both simonim, that's when it got the piggy. Agav is, just for yidiyah, it could be the bizman azeh, that wouldn't be a taina. According to Shai Yedel, he taina bizman azeh, that the mafrekis doesn't make pigimus. The knives are stronger than the bone of the mafrekis. What makes, whenever there's a pigim in the sack, where does it come from? From sand on the hair of the neck. So that would be before the Shechita's face of honor. Okay, actually.
Unless we'll say that the sand on the one who's standing on the Mafrekas, that's what was had enough of the power to be bigger.
Okay, so I push
if on the Mafrekas? Walk on the side, anyways, for two Shechitas, how do you get Shechita to that place?
Could be also, right? Could be that you could already, could be even when it hit the sand was after it had gotten both Simon. So could be it's philosophic, this man. We're not learning Hilcha Shechita, and we don't know the Metzias of Shechita. I was just popped in my mind, interesting Ha'ara is the Ken Zayn, sort of beer, this man is a maybe. And in the kitchen is, what's brought in Shulchan Aruch, in quotes of Shulchan Aruch, I didn't look it up, something Yud Ches, I think, is that Pagima that's found after the Shechita is a Sophic Neveh. So Remelis, he says that. It's only Sophic Nevela, and it's Sophic Nevela, and it's Chai and Shalim. So, you look some Sefer, or Shulchan also. Say he wants to be mounted based on that. Yerakish Tehu wants to say a more Mechudish, dig a longer Shehatter, which I think God is a nice Svar. Whether Allah Lomai, but Svar is a nice Svar. He wanted to title like this. He wanted to title, he really titled two things. The starting thing he wanted to title is, he wanted to title that even though even if you're going to say that the Ramah holds that Sholem, after you took off the night says, is considered Chatich Rulis Kavet, that's when it's sitting in your house. When it's sitting in the factory, and it still needs to be packaged and frozen and shipped, it has to be shipped to the, you know, the butcher where they're going to do the Malich, it still needs, there, that's still my, it's still Chaser Maisigot. That's going to be called Chaser Maisigot, because there's so many stages of processing till it gets to the person's house. Right. Bizman is nobody shechts in the house. Everything in the factory is still many stages till it gets to the person's house. So what they can say, Bizman is, that's called Mayim Chaser Maisigot, even like the Rosh. Even like the Ramah.
What if we go
like
already the quarters? And his
habits
of
building
the factory, he has to go to the
Safak. So I don't know if he has to go exactly with the Gvul. The Shalom Yeshua, that's what he wanted to tell you. Okay, Kenzai. But we've then out. The second thing he wanted to tell is a bigger thing. He wanted to tell you is the whole meeting is when you're talking about in a person's house. Again, what are we saying here? According to the Rashi, even according to the Ramah, the Shalom is when I look at this piece of meat, I look at this as, ooh, this is something I can serve to my Mechot when they come. This is something I can serve to my Shira when he comes for Shabbos. So I look at this as something, it's a kli to get covered, basically. So Mamela is, that's why it's a Dover Choshev and it's not Bov. He says in the factory, in the Mashcheta, they don't look at this as, ooh, a steak.
That's kind of weird.
This is, ooh, something I can make money on. It's a piece of schar, it's no different than the manufacturing chairs or whatever it is.
Why should we go
with this? If the barabais of the factory over there comes, yeah, and he has a guest, he wants to give him a chicken and take straight away and put it in the pan and give it to him.
But that's going to be bottled item, because 99...
No, that's anybody, forget. Because they have now a new talich that makes it to his,
because the 10,000 chickens a day they're shechting the factory, 9,999 of these chickens are going to go into the package, they're going to go through all the packaging process and be shipped out to the stores. So this, the owner, when you walk in the store, in the factory, I don't see food. When I walk in the factory and see rows and rows of chickens, I don't see food.
If it's sitting in the bathroom, people think of it as what's it called?
You look at most people, anybody that's going to go to a factory will look at it. The workers in a factory could be.
You don't go to the factory. So you'd be bottled IT in the factory.
No,
What does mocha mean?
And if it was sitting in the garbage dumpster, that's considered not really discovered, even though it was double wrapped and totally cooked and ready to serve on a nice silver plate.
Oh, would you serve?
But it was sitting in the garbage. So right where it is right now, the muckle.
Not meant to be there.
The shop in Rami Levi, if you walk in the store, when I walk in the store to buy a chicken, I see their food.
They have to wait an hour and a half to
the but I come, I'm the customer. I see tonight, so I walk in the store and say, I'm buying supper for tonight. In the factory, no one sees supper. It's a svara. I hear the svara. The kids are in the shayla that was being talked about is not necessary. What? What's the city? Passionately, just some use the chicken. You go to the store and you buy a chicken, and they charge you per chicken or they charge you per pound, per kilo. What's the city? We have to see Dorosh and Minyu together, Dorosh and Minyu. Could be Bismarck, but there's no such thing as Dorosh and Minyu.
Eggs
is talking about Dorosh.
Awesome.
No one buys an egg.
No one buys?
One egg.
It's not
the Rosh Hashanah. What? Chavila Kilsan
at 25, and
then
it's Chavila.
We'll see. The reason they sell to Rosh Hashanah today is not because of the Hashi. $1. What's the reason Rosh Hashanah ain't a bottle? Because if you count each one, so it means that each one has a Gvisa Hashis. That they sell them in boxes of 30 or 18 or 12, is that because each egg has an egg and a chashivus? Or because that's...
They even have a swap, each one has its own swap.
I'm saying, but is that because each egg is chashiv?
Because it's that for each one.
And really, to the other way, because we'll see when we do kufiyot, is because things that have a mishkal, as long as they're medayik in the mishkal. For the reason that the Devarim She'ena Minyan are not chashiv is because they do a be'erich. But here, that you're going to put your carrots or your cucumbers on the scale and they're going to charge you by the hundredth of the gram, by the hundredth of the kilo, so it's not possible. Maybe that is the Ndavash of Aminyan, because each gram has a chashivas, they're going to charge you by the gram. So we'll see, it's not, the whole Ndavash of Aminyan is not clear that it's going to apply as long as it, except maybe for packaged things. I don't know how you're going to come with so much of the Shalom Maizu, but let's say bottles of shampoo or something like that. So that might be Ndavash of Aminyan. But the produce and food, meat and chicken, and then fruits and vegetables and whatever it is,
not because of ketchup bottle.
A bottle, I'm saying, a bottle of ketchup. Yeah, a bottle of ketchup.
That's how much gram they need each bottle. It's 600.
No, but the other way is you buy bottles. They sell it by the bottle. You buy by the bottle. That's already a double shipment menu. Okay, but let's let's wait. And we'll argue about double shipment, the sugya double shipment menu after we've learned the sugya double shipment. I'm sure that probably I'm going to say a shir on this Nakuda, and probably we'll argue about it then, and that was sort of shy. Wait for that. Anyway, a kitzur is, I'm saying aloha maisa, I wouldn't necessarily pass on this till you find someone else who agrees with it or whatever, maybe if you will find such a thing. But I'm just saying, kfida havvada, we're saying b'das arashbo, there is a svar to say such a thing. And there's a makom to argue on the svar, there's a makom to the machalik. I think what comes out of it is the Luchabos, the general klal is the Zichel like the Rashba and Mechayr like the Ramah, the Histakus, what is the Gedr Chatichu Liskabit? It's something that when rave people look at it, they see a portion of food that could be a kli to get kafet. I see here something that I could serve to a chosh of a guest, and he would be very excited to be served such a thing. And the question is exactly, what's the gather? When do we see that in the food? Fine. So a couple minutes, just maybe bring another nekuda. Finish that nekuda, just want to bring one other nekuda then. Is the Shachar Kuf Yud Gimel brought an Issur at the Aruch. It was very interesting. I saw that in the Nezer probably. I know some people saw it. But he's going on the Shach. The Shach brought this about the Aruch, who says that even though we say the Bnei Me'ayim and Kurkavon and whatever, Eichleim Lav Bar Inish, and there's not a Chatichu in this Kabbid, but it's not a Shulchan Malach. It seems to be like a Slachan. L'chayr sounds like a Stira.
The Bemis is not, because okay, the Rashi and the Rosh there, everyone explains it's L'inyan Zvini.
Okay.
If you buy this as opposed to that, and they cost the same amount, so then everyone should like Basar better than Me'ayim. Okay. But it could be everyone likes Me'ayim.
So again, if you want to take Rashi Kapshuta, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, what's Lav Barinish? Someone who has in front of him meat and Me'ayim for the same price, and he buys the Me'ayim instead of the meat, he's Lav Barinish. Which thing is a funny, like, if that was the whole Kavanah of the Gemara, first of all, it sounds like a very
Gemara is saying Linyan Zvini.
He's a fool, says it.
The Gemara is saying Linyan Zvini. It's a Gemara.
He's Nishta, a person? He's
a normal person. He's a idiot.
And what was something that's true? So you want to know, because now let me ask you something. If I had for the same price steak and chicken, and someone bought the chicken instead of the steak, for the same price, he's also a fool, right?
Not necessarily.
What?
That's not a
fool. Maybe someone likes chicken more than meat.
Chicken and meat are the similar.
It's a jump on chicken, not meat.
Oh. Yeah, they're similar. Me'ayim is like a different type of food.
Okay, meat here is not the way.
So you see chicken
better
than meat.
So luchara. But what I'm trying to bring out is if the Rishonim and our sugya understood the Gemara in the Dor the way Rashi is explaining it there, the Luchar wouldn't be a right of Hatir Yulis Kabbat. Because you could arguably say the same thing on chicken and meat. Is that someone who could get, the store's having 20 shekel a kilo for, you can get steak or chicken for 20 shekel, you can get 1 kilo, one or the other. 20 shekel, either steak or chicken. And someone goes home with the chicken, they're a fool. Because you could get the meat for 20, why would you buy chicken for 20 shekel a kilo? So, and on that, but that, no one's going to say that means that a schnitzel is that's mugach, a schnitzel is not a chatichu l'iskabel. From the fact that we're bringing in all the sukkim chatichu l'iskabel, l'chair it's mugach, that they understood from that Gemara that it's be'etzim felt in the chashivus of the chafetz. Not just that it's worth less money, that it's be'etzim felt in the chashivus. There's something you say there, there's something be'etzim felt in the chashivus.
That you see in Rashi too, and that's why he's edited. Because it's Betzim felt in the Bnei Me'ayim, so therefore he's a head, you're forgetting it.
Chicken. That just says because it's the same price.
It's the same price, right? So if it was $1, it's normal to buy it. And meat is $20, so fine. So we understand why he bought it. Even though it's Betzim felt in it, Klape Basar. But a person who gets it for 20 shekel, he could have got meat for 20 shekel. When it's Betzim felt
in it, he's a fool by buying
something which is Betzim. There has to be some reason why he's a fool. Why is it a fool? Because it's Betzim felt.
He's a fool because he's buying it. He's taking the cheaper thing.
Why is it worse, the cheaper thing? Because it's Betz and felt in it.
But it's felt relative to the meat. When I'm comparing steak and kishka, it's foolish to pay the price of steak for a kishka. So the same thing, it's foolish to pay the price of steak for chicken.
You're saying it's not like...
But I'm saying, but there's nothing wrong with chicken, it's just it's foolish to pay. Or put it this way, the other way. Let's say they had 80 shekel a kilo of steak and 80 shekel a kilo of chicken. If you're going to go buy the chicken, well, you're an idiot. Why are you paying 80 shekel for chicken? If you're going to pay 80 shekel, you could have gotten steak for 80 shekel. So, but that doesn't mean there's something wrong with chicken. It's just you're foolish for overpaying for it. So same thing on the kishka. If you're paying the price of meat for kishka, you're an idiot. Why are you paying the price of meat for kishka? Get a good deal. Don't take a bad deal. But that doesn't mean that there's something bad about schnitzel, about kishka. It just means that it's not worth as much as meat. You shouldn't pay meat, the price of meat for it.
Chicken is
Tikkun is Amir, two different types of things. I would say that Basra and Na'im is probably more like if you could get fresh vegetables or vegetables from 2 weeks ago for the same price.
That's what Kishka's spoiled meat or Kishka's a different cut. It's a different cut. If you get prime rib or you can get flanken, and they're both the same price, you're fool for going home with flanken.
No, Na'im is something else, though.
The price is the same.
What?
The point is the same. You can't say that
the chayit doesn't make it mulu as a chatich she'inu or the scab. Same as the device is, if you went to the store and they had chicken and steak for the same price, you're a fool for going home with the chicken and not the steak. But that doesn't mean the chicken in and of itself is not a chatich or the scab. So if they, these rishonim understood Rashi's avon and the Gemara Nadarm, Luchay is no right that Me'ayim is a chatich she'inu or the scab.
So how could they have
explained? Elamai, they understood that someone who eats Me'ayim is nishta meant, it shows he's a nidur, only nidur mentioned eat Me'ayim. Now the problem with that is that this is, as this Atarach says, it's Oyra Shulchan Malachim Me'ayim. So I said, that's why the article, this Atarach himself is Ma'ir that Luchayr is a steal. Because I don't have a Kufi Gimel here, but the Washington of the Isravat Arach, as quite I didn't see in the Sabbath, as the Shach quotes it, is Afal Pi that we said, well, that Ichleyan Lav Bar Indish, and it's not a Chatichu Ilis Kamen, but nearly that it's Oyel Al Shulcha Balach. He's more than Luchayr it's a Stira, Afal Pike, but he doesn't explain what's the Afal Pike.
A person can serve himself, even if it's not as Hashu, he can serve himself even if it's a king. But to give it to a king, he won't give it to a king. It's two things. I'll have in my house, I could have something that no one would give it to me, but I would eat it.
Okay. That's not Oyel Al Shulcha Balach. I'm saying that the president of the United States, Lamaisa, probably has a bowl of cereal for breakfast. That doesn't mean that cereal is Oyel Shulchan Malach.
It's pretty hard to say a different shot than Rashi, the Gemara there.
Cucumbers doesn't have Bishlachim for other reasons anyway.
No, but it's Oyel Shulchan
Malach,
right?
No, not that. Because Oyel Shulchan Malach has to mean that you, it also means that you're Mechabit something.
Shulchan Malach, they belong to eat only meat. They eat other things
with it. Yes, you're right. They do eat other things. Oh, so that's... But it has to be a... Oyel Al Shulchan Malach shows a chashivus.
It's a chashivus. It's a certain chashivus. Reality, what's there, what's not there.
It's a chashivus. Pasha said that the Gemara says it's Indian speedy is lav bar inish. It's mashma in the Gemara that the Indian, the etzim food is not so bad.
The Rishonim will say, the Rishonim will bring from that Gemara and Ayah, the Ayah is not off to this cabin.
Right.
This is about the Rav, whoever else it is. This is how they understood the words of the Torah and Zvi.
Okay,
but it's more that they didn't understand the fashion.
Well, then they said it was a very big difference, and it's not mechubad. Two things are
going to be a big difference doesn't mean it's not mechubad. The same thing is the difference between steak and chicken. Not a big price difference. It doesn't mean the chicken isn't kosher. It's just much less expensive than meat.
Of course, everything is wrong.
It doesn't show it's not something wrong with it. So that's on that. So that's so. The notice of the article. So the isn't that the Rav Bavon? L'chayra, what I'm telling you is a sira, but Achal Pike. He doesn't explain.
Right.
What?
He said that Achal the Masik goes on Shulchan Malach.
Okay.
It's for sure not Mechabed something
with the Achal. Achal the Masik. The Achal the Masik.
Yeah.
I don't think Achal the Masik would be Mechabed something.
If he's a chashiv enough guest. Not everyone, you know.
Maybe they serve squirrels by steak dinner. I don't know. I was never invited to the White House. Yeah, that's my shot.
Guinea pigs is a question.
Yeah,
it's
certain.
So you see what?
In Chile, I think.
Okay.
The Chinese
monkeys also. No, but that's not also Hashivas. That's extended bigger dimension. The Thailand there. Okay. So the main thing is that, yeah, what was I saying? So Ellis, so the Avnei Nezer comes to explain. I think most other people saw, but I went over a couple of times. So the Avnei Nezer comes to explain what is the chiluk. What is this about? Is this important? He doesn't say what's the chiluk. So he says, I'll tell you what the chiluk is. He says, and feed that, I think we'll understand how he's understanding how the Avnei Nezer is explaining the way this event arc would explain the Gemara. It's not going to fit in the words of the Zvina. But what he says is, Chatichu Ilini, the din of Eyal Shulchan Malachim, that is also a chashivus. But there could be a chashivus, but it's a chashivus as a parparas apas. It's something, it's malachas as a pas, it's a side dish, but it's a chashiv a side dish. So a chashiv a side dish, I don't know if cucumbers qualify as a chashiv a side dish, But a chashuv, a side dish, that's oil al shulchan malachim, and it's going to be yesh boi mishum bishlach. What is chatichu yulis kabed, though? Chatichu yulis kabed, as we started off the shir saying, means when it's mixed in with another 100 chatichais, I'm not going to say it's bottle b'tarufas, because each piece stands out by itself. Something that's a side dish isn't independently chashuv. It doesn't stand out by itself. In order to be a chatichu yulis kabed chain, a bottle, it has to be something that is chashuv by itself. It's not choshev just as a toffel, it's choshev as an ikr. Let's not say by itself, as an ikr. It has to be that it could be the main dish. You have your plate, I don't see any echreya from Avnei Nezer. Let's think of a client, what would be a dinner you'd serve, your shver, your mechutin, whatever it is? You'd have steak with rice and vegetables on the plate. Now, the steak could be a chatichu yulis kabed even on the side dishes. I don't see from Avnei Nezer any echreya from Avnei.
Could be the side dishes also.
The side dishes that we say they could be their oil al shulchan malachim, but they can't be chatichu yulis kabed. Because the chatichu yulis kabed has to be choshev by, has to be the ikr chashivus. And here, if the whole chashivus, rice is not choshev be'etzim. Rice is a nice side dish.
We had another
it's a side dish though. So that's not going to be realis kabed oimid b'fnei atzim.
There's another way to understand the name of Nezer, that it was just, you're talking about hummus. It could be really expensive hummus. The hummus, you can't eat hummus with a spoon. You have to have hummus, is always totally on be'achayrim. It could be a push of a side dish.
First of all, but what's he going on? He's going on kurkv, me'ayim, and the cake. And he's going on kurkv and me'ayim. Kurkv and me'ayim is not a spread.
It's not something that you need bread for?
You heard of him?
I don't know. The Lushan sounded to a bunch of us that it's something that you need bread for.
That's the deal with those broths. We got prepared out to me. So this will be a malachasis class. But what Mice is we call, the reason that Mice passes a steak is because steak is a dinner of prepared also a malachasis class. Even though it's not really malachasis. So chayya, it's still a Lushan. So we don't have so much time, let's let me finish. And, fine, so then... So that's the Avnei Nezer's Havana. So number one is the Mechayer, which turns again nicely with our Havana, is that we're looking at how you see it. But number two, so he's saying is that therefore a side dish, he's saying a side dish could be Oyel HaShulchan Malachim, a side dish cannot be Chatichu Yulis Kabed Shein, a bottle, because it's not choshev enough to say when I see it, the Taruvus, it stands out. But going, what's going to be L'maisa, but could it be a steak that you would only eat with a side dish? Some people want to say they understood from the Marshal or whatever that it has to be, or from the Shulchan Gavaya, that in order to be a Chatichu Yulis Kabed, it has to be eaten without any side dishes. So the writer with Rav Palin says it can't be, because he says we don't eat anything without side dishes. He says you always have marak or oyers with a steak.
You have a matzah, what do you mean?
First of all, as he said, to make the bread.
Yeah,
he told him to make bread.
Ready. It's not
with a bar.
What?
With a bar before.
They first had
milk. With it, it's not
with it. Who
what do you mean who said that? It's my place in the Josh with the bosses. But and also who says they didn't give other things? Doesn't it tell us the whole recipe? It tells us all the materials, it tells the menu.
It tells you only the non-chashuvim.
Tells us the things we're chashuvim,
right? Tells us the chashuvim.
But did he give him a fork and a knife and it doesn't say in the Torah?
It didn't have. They don't wash the feet.
Anyway, so that problem is clear. He says it can't be that it's something you don't eat by itself. L'chayru, the Taz by Gvina is also Muhach. Even the Taz who says Gvina is going to be Chatichu Yulis Kabed, he's not saying you just, your whole supper, you sit down to supper for a wedge of cheese or a slice of cheese.
That's what Mashal means. That's why it's not really Yulis
Kabed. What,
because you're not least level it.
But he's talking about that you're going on a plate. All that's on the plate is a slice of cheese. That was the need. That's not the stop. Certainly, kurkavan was not. Also, I think the Rav Palim also brings it. He says kurkavan avaz, which they say maybe is a chatichu yulis kabed. No one's going to eat just a kurkavan avaz, even not from an avaz. Just that you're bringing a whole plate with one kurkavan avaz on it. So he said it can't be. It must be that it means. So God's saying putting that together with that the nazir is about it. It has to be the main course. It has to be the main dish. But it's not a chasaran is that it's supposed to come with side dishes. And now when the Rambam takes it more, he wants to say even like the Taz by the Gribnitz, by the Shul, by the Oravaz, is that even if we're going to have three pieces together, is going to be Chatichut Liskabet, that's also going to be. It doesn't have to be one piece by itself. It could be only three pieces to have a big enough size. He's the day was the hit.
That's right.
I'm saying he brings the Taz. I think Chatichut Liskabet is even Medayek from Sivvot. Because he says he brings a Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say anything about big or small. The Rambam says, "Dvarim what chashuvim be'einav," or something like that. So there's, again, it's math like we're saying the Rav is telling the histakos. He doesn't say small. When do we bring small in Sivvav, where it says that if you cut it into small pieces, then it's not chatichut liskabet anymore. So he says, only if you made it such small pieces it was never tsurasai, then it's not really liskabet. But if you're going to have a stir fry with a lot of small pieces of meat, that's beseder, that's going to be chatichut liskabet. It doesn't have to be what, single chatichut liskabet.
That's
the he's being united from the round in the pass. Yeah, he seems to say there's a round problem that wants to pass him.
You have 100 balls. 100 balls. In each bowl, you have a portion of food.
Or maybe the... Okay. What? Fine. So, and I...
It's two different things from my sentence. In this nechtechu, or in this transgresh, nechtechu, it's two different things.
But how about nechtechu?
Nechtechu, it's not really discussed. In this transgresh, that's actually nechtechu.
No.
He understands it as one. Hurry up. Since I was dead. So that was
he's not medayek the word oh, that's for sure.
Oh, you also
salad.
No, he could be medayek that it's nechtechu oynis rasku. How much achnev that's ross? What's the comment?
That's all the shach says. Shloimish hashem davar chashiv.
Anyway, fine. So that was chatichut liskabet. I think they gave a little bit of a clue. Oh, so my husband was, and what I'm coming out is the mukharir is a slice of. The other was talking about a slice of cheesecake. So a slice of cheesecake is not. I think somebody wanted to say that's parpeh. It's not parpehs. When the Avnei Nezer said, even though you're not going to make a meal out of cheesecake, but it's something, certainly something you could be miskabed by an odom choshev. You have the shver coming over, the mechutin coming, you could see the certain cheesecake cake. Even that the marshal said, but you wouldn't eat it with soiva. I don't know if that's a pagam here. That you don't eat cheese with soiva. If it's meant to be the main course of a meal, and you can't eat it with soiva, so that's a pagam and it's being the main course. But if it's meant to be a snack, there's no pagam that you wouldn't stuff yourself on. It doesn't take away from the chashivus. It's something here, you don't even eat it with a side dish. It's something you eat by itself. Certainly it's the ikur, it's not a tisafis, it's not a parparis to pass. So, or a parparis to something else. So I think there's yitach ma'ibit, a slice of cheesecake, could have done a chatichu liskabet. I see, I think it's very mistabed that it would ever done a chatichu liskabet.
All cheesecakes.
What?
We wanted a royal liskabet.
A cheesecake that is royal liskabet, of a size and echus, that's something in Serbish now, whatever. Which I'm talking about, some people say cheesecake, I'm saying cheesecake, whatever it is.
And if you
need
to say like three slices of cake is also.
Great, you to give them a couple of patty fours or whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's
also
how? What?
How?
Bread?
No,
because
it's the
problem
with bread.
Right.
The bread.
Yeah, but this is just, right. But here, the bread, it's not as the other way we eat is the bread is a preparer for the meat.
What about a pizza, a small pizza, magash, personal?
It'll be a kofi, a mokum vazman, but I think that generally you wouldn't serve a reach chosh of a pizza. It's just not considered a chosh of a maya. But a kofi, a mokum vazman, I mean, saying by Israelis a lot of the prime ministers never wore a tie in their life, or whatever it is. Could be the Muslim of Hashimus.
Oh, you didn't have to.
So could be that. Could be in Israel. I don't know. Maybe pizza.
A baguette.
Yeah. You say, have you over the prime minister? You serve the prime minister pizza. I don't know.
You're saying even the prime minister.
You're sitting there to meet the mechutanim for the first time. I have a feeling you wouldn't put out a pizza.
Saying even the
but,
example,
but again, I don't know if that's a chashivas of Shabbos. As long as the people are camped, they'll make a casual Shabbat brachas. People make a breakfast Shabbat brachas. That doesn't mean that it's something your mother that is mechubah.
And that could be insulted even though it's not mechubah. Even though it's not mechubah. Even though it's not mechubah. Even though it's not mechubah.
She's gonna think of having so much
meat. No, pizza is not
kosher
for a snack.
It's not kosher, it costs $2. It costs 5 shekels for the whole piece.
So, this is why it's normal, it's a Sunday morning, and we're going to start Kuvbez, which is Dovah Shesh and Matirim. I don't know, I'll bring that with Mar Makrimas, I don't know if I'll have them for Sunday morning, but I think it's easy enough to open up here and you see the Iker Sugya seems to be in Beitz, in Mar Beitza, and whatever you see over here. Oh, you can see it. Seems to be that Gimel and that Flam Kess.
I got one already.
I think
it's someone
who's going to
get
it. And I'll try to make one of the Christmas by whatever time, Monday morning or Sunday afternoon or something.